Great to see you guys, and it's awesome. It's January, and we're not having to worry about snow or ice or anything else. That's all right. I'm excited about that. I don't know why no one else is, but that's amazing. Well, it's been a great couple of weeks as we've been starting out 2020, and Pastor Jim's been sharing with us in detail a slogan or a saying that many of us have heard many times here at Central Assembly. And he's been reminding us of what we are about as a church in Springfield, Missouri, here on the corner of Boonville and Calhoun, that God has placed us here for a reason, and that reason is to connect people to God, to connect people to others, and to connect people to their purpose in life. And this is something that we have on our walls and our boardrooms and in our visitor rooms and that we've had on our bulletins and that we've talked about many, many times over the years. And it's so important for us to be reminded of these things. Because there's a saying out there, and it actually comes from the business world, and it's just two words: vision leaks. Vision leaks. And what that means is that imagine that you're carrying a bucket of a vision for your life or for your organization or for your community that you're a part of. Well, you have to keep in mind that bucket has holes in it. And as you're going through life and carrying that vision and that purpose along, occasionally you'll look down and it won't be quite as full as it was before. So you got to go back and refill that bucket from time to time. And if you're the leader of an organization or a church, and you're having to do that for yourself, imagine how much more so you need to remind all the people that are a part of that, all the members of a family, all the workers in an organization or in a school, of what the purpose for our existence is all about. And so as we've been going through these reminders of what our connections are, these three core connections, and a couple of years ago, Pastor Jim presented those as a concentric circle. You may remember that if you were here, where right at the middle of the bullseye is connecting to God. And as we connect to him and he transforms us and gives us new life in Christ, it begins to expand so that we can connect with others and be in a loving fellowship community with the people around us, where we're encouraging and being encouraged. We're praying for the needs of others, just like we did tonight, because we're not intended to go through this life alone. And God sends us out to connect with other people. And then the next layer of that bullseye is connecting to purpose. So it starts with Christ. It goes out into others. And then we begin to connect with our purpose. And that's what Pastor Jim spoke about tonight, this morning. And tonight I just want to take a few minutes to share a few thoughts about this connecting to our purpose and what that is all about. I work with the college and young adults here at Central Assembly. So as you could imagine, I get a lot of opportunities to talk with people about purpose. And especially that question, what is my purpose? Why am I here? You know, not just here in Springfield studying. Why am I on this earth? And I get to have a lot of like really great conversations dealing with some of those questions and diving in to these really, really big themes that people need to know and that all of us have asked ourselves at some point in our lives. And these are questions that it's right for us to wrestle with. It's right for us to explore because we do believe that God has put us here for a reason, right? You know, in Ephesians chapter 2, one of the verses that Pastor Jim read this morning, it says simply this in chapter 2, verse 10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we might walk in them. And there's a lot here in this verse, but what it tells me is that God desires for us to do certain things. That's purpose. God has in mind for us to do things, not just to enrich ourselves, because if our purpose is just focused on us, that's a pretty small purpose. but a much greater purpose. It's works and tasks, not to earn our salvation, but works that flow out of our salvation. That Jesus has saved us and redeemed us. He has given us a new life and restored us to that image of God that we were originally created in. And God wants us to start there. That's not the finish line. It's the launch pad. And then from there, we do these works to build up others, to glorify God, to make Jesus known throughout the world, and to see others being encouraged, being enriched, being brought into their own relationship with Jesus Christ. So we want them to connect with God just like we have. So we have to keep this in mind, that God is the one who created us. And this goes back to Genesis 1, where he fashioned us in his own image and breathed life into Adam and Eve. He made us in his image. And then once sin came into this world and began to wreak havoc, God sent his son so that we could be recreated. There's a passage in Corinthians that says, you know, we are new creation. The old is gone. It's passing away, and all things are being made new. We are being recreated in Christ. And whenever you want to find out the purpose for something, it's always good to ask the one that made it. See, whenever we're searching for our purpose, it starts with our connection to God. There's no other place that it can begin. He's the one who knows those purposes, those works that he has in mind. He's the one who knows what it is that he wants us to be accomplishing. And it's helpful to think of it this way. It's not so much my purpose as it is the purpose that God has for my life. Because if it's mine, then I'm the one who came up with it. I'm the one who created it. I'm the one who's making it all happen. But if it's God's, then it's actually going to be good. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be something that has an eternal impact. And I'm not just chasing an empty purpose that I made up for myself. But the only way I can know God's purpose is to have that connection with him. So only after we come to know God through a life-transforming encounter with Jesus Christ can we begin to see ourselves from his perspective. He begins to show us how we look through his eyes. And I think that that's the cry of Psalm 139 when the psalmist says, Lord, search me and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Show me if there is any impure way within me, and then set me on the way of everlasting life. It's that invitation, that crying out to God saying, I want to know me the way that you know me. I want to know myself the way that you do, because you fashioned everything about me. And God does know us inside and out. He knows our good and our bad. He knows our past and our future. And he knows the reasons that he has put us here. So it makes sense, right? If we want to know our purpose, we have to know our Creator. We have to have that connection to God. So as you think about that, it's also helpful to think about these things and maybe ask yourself these questions about how has God wired me? How has he crafted me? What are the skills or the strengths that he's given me? What are the things that he's made me care about, that he's made me passionate about? What is it that he has placed in me, the talents that he has given me to be a steward of while I'm living this life? All of these questions, the answers to those things, they point us toward the purpose that God has created us for. But it all comes back to being connected to him. So we have to ask, how has God wired me? And that gives us a hint to our purpose. But we also have to ask, where has God placed me? How has God wired me? How has he made me? And the answer to that question comes from being connected to God. He's the one who makes us know that. But the question now, where has God placed me? Well, that comes from being connected to others. That comes from being attentive to what's going on in the community around us? What are the needs of the people that we encounter every single day? What are the unmet needs or issues or problems that are going on in our community? What is happening all around us, and what are those opportunities that we have to step in and do something? The answer to those questions also show us the purpose that God has for us. Because if He's placed us in a specific location, He wants us to be involved with the people that are around us. Does that make sense? So these two other levels of connection are absolutely necessary before we can think about connecting to our purpose. Because God's purpose for me, it's bigger than just me. And His purpose for you is bigger than just you. It's not about just being wealthy or being successful or acquiring things for yourself. It's not just about being happy or any of those things. As great as that is, that's a really small thing to live for. The purposes that God has for us are things that will bring Him glory for all the world to see. And they are things that will be a benefit to all the people around us that we're able to serve and show compassion to, that we're able to love with the love of Jesus Christ, that we're able to be messengers of hope, carriers of healing, people who are bringing good news to people who desperately need good news. Now, sometimes that means when I look around and see what's going on in the place that I'm at, sometimes that means I do something I'm not good at. You know, I talked about how are we wired? What are we good at? What are our strengths? But that's not the only thing we can do. Sometimes there's a need that has to be met, and we're the only one who can do it. And so we roll up our sleeves and we get it done. And maybe along the way, we actually get good at it. And we begin to discover, oh, this is a deeper purpose that I would have never realized. But it's the need that isn't being met, or the position that isn't being filled, or it's an opportunity to serve others in a way that brings God glory and that benefits those in the community around us. It's something that needs to be done right here and right now. And that's why God has put us in that place. So let me close out with this tonight. Just a couple of questions and ways to answer them. How has God wired you? Connect to God in a deeper way, and He'll reveal that to you. Where has God placed you? Connect to others around you in life-giving, loving fellowship, and you'll begin to see the needs that exist, the opportunities that are there for anyone who will take time to look. So what is your purpose? Well, you can't just chase after purpose for its own sake. But when you take care of those first two connections, walking in faithful obedience to God and living in loving fellowship with others, and you begin to see the ways that those two things come together, that's a pretty great indicator of why God has put you on this earth. Let's take time to pray tonight, especially over this third connection of connecting to our purpose in life. And if you'd like to stand with me tonight, we'll just take some time to pray. And I want to pray over you and pray with you. And if you'd like to come up to these altars, I'm just going to lead in prayer for a bit. And if this is something that you are seeking after, you've been following Jesus, you've been getting connected with classes or people in your church, you've been getting connected with small groups that pray for you and that you study the Bible together, but you're still seeking after that purpose that seems to be eluding you, well, I'd invite you to come up tonight and just spend a little extra time in prayer, asking God to show you some things that may have been hidden up till now. And we're all going to pray together.